You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. A new bipartisan bill being proposed in the state legislature would require cities and towns to pay for health insurance premiums for the families of police officers who were killed in the line of duty. If the bill passes, it will be in line with a law already on Wisconsin's books for the families of firefighters who die on duty. Our next guest is one of the bill's co-sponsors and a former police officer. Senator Van Wongard is a Republican who represents Wisconsin's 21st State Senate District that includes Racine. Senator Wongard, welcome to Central Time.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you guys taking up the topic.
Well, sadly, this is a very timely topic. Two officers in southeastern Wisconsin dying in the line just over the last day or so. Your thoughts on the news from the two communities?
Well, this is really a bittersweet topic. John Hetland, who died taking action to intervene in an armed robbery in Racine, came on the department about 24 years ago, and I actually trained him as traffic training and other traffic-related training as a training officer. And so I knew him personally, and it's really hard because he truly was the type of officer that had a servant's heart. He would definitely be somebody that would run towards the gunfire instead of away from it. And of course, he was willing to intervene in this issue that went on. So it's pretty sad.
Well, my condolences to you and the departments in both Racine and Milwaukee. Both have lost officers in the last day. Well, that brings us to this legislation you're proposing. What would it do?
Well, you had it right in the lead. In 2009, they had legislation that brought this legislation forward for firefighters. I don't know why law enforcement wasn't considered at the same time. I think it was kind of the focus. I believe we had lost a couple of firefighters. This became an issue at that time. And so the firefighting lobby came forward to get that through for firefighters. And it was not thought of until all of a sudden we lost a law enforcement officer that this came up. So we started looking at some municipalities do already step in and do cover the health care for the spouse, or they have done that in the past. Racine is one of those that has done it in the past. But you may have a situation where you have a smaller department that has a half a dozen or even fewer than that. They lose an officer in the line of duty, and they're not able to be able to take that burden off of the officer's family. And so this, anytime we have an officer lost in the line of duty, it's not just a loss to that community. It's a loss to our entire state. It's a loss to us all because the rule of law is so important. And what do we have if we're not secure in our environment? So this is a way that we can make sure that those officers don't have to focus and worry about what may happen with their family while they are stepping in to make those split-second decisions to put their life on the line.
So on a practical level, what does this require of Wisconsin communities? What will local governments have to provide?
Well, what would happen is, with this, if this law passes, what would happen is if that department already offers that health care to the family, if an officer is killed in the line of duty, then the spouse and their dependent children would have that health care continued until either the spouse remarries or until the children are out of the household. So what it would mean is that those municipalities would continue to make that payment for whatever the department provides for health care, and then we would reimburse them through the funding that would come from the state.
Talk about the fiscal side of things. What kind of cost would this be for the local governments and or the state government?
Well, local government, they actually wouldn't have any cost because they would be reimbursed by the resources that would come into the state, on the state side of things. So if an officer lost their life in the line of duty, the municipality would underwrite the cost of that health care, would continue that spouse's health care, and then that cost would be passed on to the state, and they would be reimbursed. The funding for that we have that we have identified would be through the police and fire fees that are collected off of each line, phone line, that is provided. Right now, if you look at your phone bill, you'll see a 75-cent fee that's supposed to go towards police and fire. Well, when it says police and fire fee, right now that's actually not directly going to police and fire. So we would be looking to make sure that some of those dollars go towards paying for this cost. The cost right now would be prospective, so once this passes, it would be going forward. We wouldn't be going back and looking at people that might qualify who have potentially died in the line of duty previous to passing this bill. So it'd be as we go forward, we'd be looking at it. So right now, hopefully it wouldn't be a huge cost each year, but it sure is becoming more routine that we're losing officers and in the line of duty. We've lost several in Milwaukee. In the last year, we've lost four officers in the line of duty. And although this officer last night in Milwaukee that was killed on their way home, I understand, from their shift by a fourth offense drunk driver, that wouldn't count because they actually weren't involved in performing their duties either on or off duty. Because, you know, a police officer never really off duty. So if you're intervening in some illegal activity and you lose your life, they would be eligible for that to their family. If the individual's young enough and they don't have a wife and they don't have children, then there wouldn't be any commitment that would be necessary by the community or the state.
Have you and your fellow lawmakers looked to see what other states are doing?
There are several states that do this. I can't give you a number right offhand, but there are several other states that actually do this now.
And do you have a timeline on this bill?
Well, we'd like to get it up and get it on the floor. It's probably not going to happen until the fall. We've got great support in both houses. So we're looking at getting it through the process, be able to get it scheduled and get it on the floor, and most likely it'll be in the fall session.
And is this something you're seeing support from both parties on?
Oh, absolutely. We have support from both sides of the aisle. I think everybody recognizes, and even more so now, since we have had several officers lost. It was more than 30 years that they lost an officer in Milwaukee, and we lost three, you know, in the line of duty. And you know, the last time we lost an officer in Racine was in 1973. I've been on the department about a year, and we lost Jim Fine, who was a detective in the line of duty. He was shot responding to a domestic violence call. So we haven't had those losses in the line of duty, and now we've had one now. So let's hope this is the last we have for a long, long time to come.
Senator Wongard, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much, and I just hope that everybody keeps these officers in their prayers and their families.
Senator Van Wongard is a Republican who represents Wisconsin's 21st State Senate District, including Racine, talking about a bill he's co-sponsoring that would require local governments to cover health insurance for families of police officers killed in the line of duty.